Yes. Yes, he is. My God, it's awesome. That is awesome.
Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain.
Mountain from the rain, yep.
My God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keeps me in the valley. He hides me from the rain. Oh yes, yes, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He can move mountains. Keeps me in the valley. He hides me from the rain.
Forever, he will reign.
can move mountains. Keep skin and valley.
You know, church, when you open up your hands,
yes,
you receive God's blessings.
Yes.
And I'm not sure if you were listening today, but I heard a word today from Deacon that said, you got to make some space for God in your life. Some space for God in your life. We cannot make it this world without making some space for grace. Amen? We serve an awesome God, church. It's a God who woke you up this morning. It's a God who has sustained you in good times and bad. Just open up your hands this morning. He's healing in this world, in our church, in our lives. Make some space to receive what God has for you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ask God to take away the things that are not of God. Ask God to fill you with abundance of His grace.
Yes, Lord.
He's our provider, our deliverer.
Yes.
He's holy, He's great. He can do anything but fail. My God is awesome.
Yes, hallelujah.
Awesome.
He deserves the praise and the thanks today and always. So the scriptures say that if we don't praise, the rocks are going to shout out. I'm not going to have a rock out shout me and praise of my God. Loving God, just this, heal our lands. Heal our churches. Heal those who are going through the struggle. Those who are sick in mind and body, sick with disease, sick with racism dripping from their lips and their minds. Heal our young people that might have direction in these days of summer. They act a fool sometimes. Heal our elders going through the struggle themselves, health, all kind of challenges. Heal those who are just trying to find a decent job in this troubled society today. Heal those going through problems, challenges, addiction right in our midst. Who are one step away from falling back down. You know what I'm talking about today, don't you? Heal us, Lord. Heal this land which is so broken. How did we get here? How do we get here, Lord? We don't even want to talk to each other. How do we get here? We don't have leaders leading as they ought. Heal our lands, Lord. Heal those who just lost their way right now. My sister talked about just being afraid. Heal us, Lord. Heal us. Heal us.
Yes.
Make some space for you in our life.
Yes, Lord.
So I came here this morning to praise my God in a pandemic, to praise my God in heat, to praise my God in this whole kind of storm. I'm not sure what you came to do. We come to praise our God. Make that space for God. We ask all of our prayers. We confess once again our belief in our God who is Father, Son, and Spirit. We ask God to heal us today. Be the people we're called to be. Yes. Hear our lands, Lord. Yes. My people just pray. Humble themselves to recognize the man of God in our midst is our Jesus. Make that space, that widow temple. Realize when you give God your best, when you're not stingy, you give God your greatest gift. God will bless you with a baby boy. God will bless you with a job. God will bless you with the grace. God will bless you with enough to get by. Oh, yes. Heal our land. We need healing. Situations that need healing today. Those people who need healing today. Let's open our hands. Take away anything that's not of you, Lord. Fill us. Fill us. In that name above all names, that name called Jesus, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That name, the devil runs away, we shout it out, that name I'm called Jesus, which means God saves. That name we call out in the darkness of night. We're afraid. That name we call out and say, Jesus. Spirit just allows to do that here in this space. I'm so glad I go to a church that has space for the Holy Spirit to come in. I don't know about you, but I thank God we have some space for the Holy Spirit to come in here sometimes. We're not so rigid and tight. Now the Spirit of God. Touch us. Amen. Amen. Heal our land. We ask all of our blessings, our prayers, our praise. We thank God for the gift of our deacon. We thank God for the gift of our deacon word today. We thank God for the gift of his wife, his children, his grandchildren. What a blessing to have someone among us who knows the struggle, huh? A man who gets up and works at Acme in the struggle.
Yes.
Yet brings God's word to us as he does. We thank you, Deacon.
Yes.
We thank you for your ministry.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you. Loving God, we thank you for all your blessings. And as we bring forth our gifts today to sustain this church, this is our house, we must always give our little bit to share our blessings, to make sure this place is strong and here for a long time. Yes. Somebody might be blessed.
Yes.
We receive the gift of the Holy Eucharist. Amen. Amen. You are good, Lord. You are good.